Welcome and thanks for joining. My name is David Newman and I'm a program manager with the Skype for Business team. I have a product focus on the Skype developer platform. And in today's session, we're going to look at some fantastic partner examples of partner applications built on the Skype developer platform to help inspire you for your development and also give you an idea of the capabilities of the Skype developer platform. I'm going to start with a bit of a brief overview of the Skype developer platform itself, including highlighting some of our Build 2016 announcements for Skype for Business. We're going to focus on a few key partner integration examples, and then at the end of the section, I'm going to give you a few links to get started with your own Skype for Business development. So let's jump right in. The Skype developer platform is built on a set of core capabilities and services provided by Skype for Business. Some of those services you'll know from using the Skype and Skype for Business product, including rich features like presence, instant messaging, voice capabilities, as well as leveraging capabilities of the product like federation and interop with various networks. Our developer platform is a set of rich SDKs and APIs that are built on top of that set of core services. You can see that we offer a range of SDKs that allow you to build across various platforms and solution types. We support various mobile platforms, cloud platforms, as well as modern web applications using our APIs and SDKs. At Build 2016, we're making some major announcements for capabilities available now for Skype for Business online development. I'm excited to announce some of these capabilities that enable developers to integrate communication and collaboration directly into your enterprise and Office 365 applications. A few of those key capabilities that we're announcing are listed here on the screen. This includes the Skype Web SDK, which allows you to integrate communications directly into your modern web applications. We're also releasing support in Skype for Business Online for the Skype for Business User API, which is a RESTful interface that allows you to build rich cross-platform applications using any programming language. We're also announcing this week our Skype for Business App SDK preview, which gives you capabilities to build powerful business-to-consumer scenarios directly within your Android and iOS applications. Here's a list of some of the partner solutions that we're going to take a deep look at today in this session. You can see that many of these solutions range across various verticals and industries. Our SDKs provide the capability to build deep integration solutions that span across various solution types. Some of these solutions will give you some ideas of what you can possibly implement yourself in your own enterprise applications. So let's jump right into some of the examples. Smartsheet is an enterprise-ready cloud application for project management and collaboration using a very simple spreadsheet layout. Smartsheet enables teams to coordinate with powerful features like real-time collaboration, alerts and reminders, resource management, Gantt charts, and much more. Smartsheet has added Skype for Business integration directly into their application using the Skype Web SDK. The integration enables teams to easily see presence directly within the web page and to engage in instant messaging conversations that are related directly to tasks and entries that the user is seeing within the Smartsheet app. This capability includes not only having rich conversations, but also being able to record those conversations directly back to the Smartsheet record. Smartsheet has integrated not only with peer-to-peer based conversations, but also the ability to leverage rich Skype meetings directly within the context of the Smartsheet app. You can see here within the application, I have the ability to start a Skype for Business chat or meeting directly with multiple users from within the Smartsheet app. You can see here, I can also schedule rich video conferences using Skype and select the users that I'd like to include within the conference. This is very valuable to be able to have these types of meetings directly within the context of an application and being able to schedule those meetings and record information back to the record within the app. The Skype for Business integration in Smartsheet builds on the deep integration already available in the solution across the Office suite, including Power BI, Microsoft Graph, Microsoft Azure, and CRM platforms. Check out the Smartsheet app in the Office Store for more information. Our next solution, Clarity Connect, is a managed communication solution that's built natively for Skype for Business and delivers customer care across multiple channels, including mobile devices and in-browser communications. The Clarity Connect solution includes advanced capabilities such as queuing, intelligent call routing, reporting, and advanced analytics. Let's look at a quick demo from Clarity's Chief Technology Officer.
What we're looking at here is the Clarity Connect dashboard. This is a website that our customers use to manage the calls that are routing through the Clarity Connect platform. At the top level, we can see a global view of how we're performing across all instances of the product that the customer has deployed. We can also drill in and take a look at individual queues and how we're performing in there. If I drill into the account queue here, we see that it's yellow, meaning that our performance is not in the danger zone, but it's also not exactly where we want it to be. I can see what all of my agents are doing. I can see individual details on those agents. I can also see the calls that are in queue and the active calls. As a supervisory user, I can even join those active calls to provide coaching to the agent, as well as to score them and get some performance information on how they're doing. As an agent, I can also click on myself, and I can see detailed information about how I've done throughout the day with the information that we want those agents focused on in terms of the quality of service they're delivering to our customers. Now, this dashboard can be used not just in a desktop browser, but it also scales down to mobile devices. So we see the exact same view here on, in this case, an iPhone, and we can drill into those exact same accounts and see the same information. And you can see the experience is responsive in that it is reformatting itself down to the device, but I can still drill into those active calls and I have all the same functionality. If I need to take that call, I can do that here as well.
Using the Skype Web SDK, Clarity is creating the next generation agent experience entirely within the browser. This enables them to fully control the agent experience while still leveraging all of the capabilities of the Skype for Business platform. You can see on the screen an agent experience embedded entirely within the web frame. Instant messaging is happening directly embedded in the browser using the Skype Web SDK. MD Live is a leading telehealth provider providing on-demand and online healthcare delivery services and software. MD Live has partnered with Skype for Business and Microsoft to integrate their telehealth service within the Office 365 ecosystem to provide a secure healthcare compliant solution to physicians, providers, and patients. By building on the Skype for Business platform, MD Live is able to connect patients and physicians together without the need to download multiple applications. The experience is all integrated inside of the MD Live web, mobile, and tablet applications. Let's take a look at the experience inside of the MD Live mobile app. After I launch the MD Live app, I can see my personal health dashboard and personal health information. Within the screen, I can see information like my local pharmacy, as well as providers that are on my list. I may want to jump directly into a virtual visit with my provider. I can see a list of physicians that are available for a call in my area, and I'm actually able to jump directly into a full Skype video conversation directly from within the mobile app. The MD Live application is supported across mobile platforms using the newly announced Skype for Business App SDK. You can see here that the experience is available on iOS, Android, as well as available through a web platform for both patients and physicians directly embedded within a web browser experience. Let's jump to a quick live demo of the MD Live mobile application. I'm going to open the MD Live application on my iOS device. When I sign into the MD Live app, I can see that I get a personalized patient dashboard with my patient information. I have various options within the mobile app, but for now I'm actually looking to speak directly with a doctor. I'm going to click on See a Doctor. The application will have some of my saved personal information. And when I'm ready to get started in a virtual consult, what I'm actually going to see is a list of physicians that are actually live and available on Skype for Business to take my appointment. I'm just going to go and select the doctor on call. I have the option to join the appointment either by phone or use the full video capabilities of Skype for Business. I'll click on By Video. I can select the reason for my visit in the list of symptoms. The application will ask me a few questions before I can join the appointment, and this information will be shared directly with my physician. I have some information here saved in the application for my local pharmacy. And once I confirm my appointment, I can click Continue, and it's time for my visit. When I click on Start Visit, I'm actually going to be joined into a virtual waiting room. And the physician will actually get a notification that I've joined the virtual visit. I'm now connected into a secure audio-video conversation with my physician directly through Skype for Business. From a patient experience, it's a seamless transition directly into audio-video. And on the physician side, they can use a familiar Skype for Business interface to be able to join into their virtual consults. For more information, check out mdlive.com. Expanding on the strategic partnership across Microsoft and Office 365, Salesforce has now announced Skype for Business integration with the Salesforce Lightning experience. Salesforce has demoed integration of the Skype for Business developer platform into its new Lightning experience, which is a modern and reimagined Salesforce platform that combines an intelligent new user experience with some proven best practices that are allowing people to work faster, smarter, and more productive. Office 365 customers will be able to use Skype for Business to create web meetings, determine if colleagues are online and available, click to chat, as well as use voice and video experiences directly from within the Salesforce Lightning experience. A preview of this integration using the newly announced Skype Web SDK is anticipated in the second half of 2016. Let's take a look at some of the embedded experiences within Salesforce. Within the Salesforce Modern Experience, you can see that Presence for Skype for Business has now been embedded directly in the page. Wherever a user is seen in Salesforce, we're able to now see the presence and availability of that user, as well as have the ability to launch conversations directly from within context of the application. In addition to Presence, we also have an embedded conversation control within the Salesforce experience. This allows high-value conversations to occur directly within the Salesforce experience without having to actually launch out to a different application. This is an example of powerful integration that you can implement inside of your web applications to bring communications directly into the context of your own applications. Stay tuned for more announcements from Salesforce later in this calendar year for the integration support with Skype for Business. I hope you were able to find some of these partner examples valuable. To get started with your own Skype for Business development, check out dev.office.com/Skype. For an additional list of applications that are using Skype for Business, visit apps.skypeforbusiness.com. And as always, follow up for more information on Skype on Channel 9 and the Microsoft Virtual Academy. Thanks for joining.